to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
The character in your story is the heart of your story. It does not matter if that character is a person or a troll or a manatee. That character is the soul of your story. Setting and theme and plot are important, but the most important aspect of creating a character that the reader can connect with. That connection can be emotional, that connection can be intellectual, but there has to be a connection. How readers connect to the character isn't always for the same reason. They might seem like a friend. They might seem like us. They might be who we want to be. They might be who we're afraid to be. And as authors, we have to find ways to make our readers care about the characters we put on the page. So that's what we talk about this podcast. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure your character isn't too perfect. At the novelsoftware.com site, it says, there are two major problems with perfect. One is that perfect people are boring at best and irritating at worst. But the second, and this is more serious for you as a writer, nobody is perfect. So perfect characters never feel authentic. If your characters are falling flat and you or your readers are unable to identify with them, perfect might be your problem. So, they say, to create characters with whom your readers can empathize, they need to be vulnerable and human and flawed, and even superheroes have flaws. So, quote again, give your characters forgivable, relatable, human flaws that create tension and conflict in your story. Before long, you'll have created a cast of characters so compelling your readers won't ever want to stop spending time with them, they say. So, they espouse giving your character some flaws, and they define a flaw as an internal mental or emotional flaw, a fear, a bias, and all those kind of things. But not all problems are flaws, and some are external, right? So, having a mean mother-in-law, a depressing job, a wooden leg are the things that they say on software.com, novelsoftware.com, and those are not character flaws. Those are problems. And they say that character flaws can range from, quote, moral shortcomings to poor personality traits that prevent the character from ever achieving true happiness. Or it can just be something simple like a quirk or a physical tic, and it gives your story some humor. And then there's a minor flaw and a major flaw, and I'll talk about that over on the Living Happy Substack tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, or Wednesday, September 29th, if you're listening to this at any other time in the whole world. Good luck with your day, good luck with your flaws, good luck with your story, and good luck with your character.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.